Okay, we're here today to just take a little trip back memory lane.
I don't want to do memory lane. No.
Okay, but we're also going to look ahead and fun stuff too. First of all, I was trying to remember, Mike, how Fascinating Rhythm got started in the first place. I know I was involved in it.
Yes, you were.
But I'm a little fuzzy on the details. Maybe you can fill us all in on that.
Do you remember somebody named Marty Buxbaum?
I do.
He was a news guy, and he was a good guy. And I knew Marty, and I had to put together a committee to get a grant for something. It had nothing to do with XXI. I'd never been here. And in fact, it was the old building. It was before this building got built. And at the end of the meeting, Marty said, "Can I make an announcement?" And he said that the station had gotten a grant to get radio essays, 3-minute radio essays from local people who would deliver them on tape, and then they'd be played on Simon Ponton's morning show. And a number of people expressed interest, including Jim Lavilla Havilland, the poet and my friend who now lives in San Antonio. And he said, Marty said, "If you want to follow through, do this and that." And I did this and that. And I started coming in once a month, and I would record 4 or 5 of these things. And then the problem is material, because you got to come up with something every week. And I read an article in the Times about the 35th anniversary of Oklahoma, which tells you it was 1978. And so I did something about Oklahoma, and we had an LP, and Simon played a song from Oklahoma, and people liked it. And so it started, and when it first started, it was called Anything Goes, and it was limited to the Broadway musical, and then I just kept very quiet as I started expanding it into the full range of popular music. And that went on the air first in November of 1980, when I was just a lad. Do you remember how little we had? Both the popular music and the musicals, LPs, took less than one shelf in the record library. We were dying. We didn't have any material. And so you somehow scrounged $50 or $75. And we went over to Record Archive one afternoon,
right.
And we went crazy.
That was a lot of money then.
It was a lot of money, and we stretched it and stretched it to get the most for the money. And I remember that the most expensive thing we bought was a 2-LP of Bobby Short singing Cole Porter.
And that was a beloved set.
We still have it.
Yeah, it was a beloved set.